mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
365 days ago, bombs ripped through a crowded train station in Madrid, Spain. That was 911 days after 9/11. So, welcome back to 311, the one-year anniversary of the Madrid bombings in Spain. We hope and pray that Al-Qaeda doesn't carry out any terror attacks around the world today, though, of course, there have been more bombings in Iraq. Schwarzenegger, latest to fake news stories. This is out of the Paradise Post out of California. We all know about Lord Bush and Clinton and the government in general in the last decade producing fake newscasts, hundreds of millions of dollars of them, fake reporters, fake bloggers, you name it. Male madams that run porn websites getting total access to the White House. Well, now it's Schwarzenegger with fake newscasts running all over the state of California. We'll get into that story. Also, a new development in the Terry Schiavo Schindler case. Schiavo's husband has been offered $1 million, which is what he'll basically get if he's able to get rid of her. He hasn't let her have any medical care for the last 10 years, even though the settlement he got was for her medical care. He wants that money. Well, now a businessman is offering him $1 million to sign over protective rights to her family, her mother and father. Prisoners at Abu Ghraib included children, the Associated Press is reporting. This is not new news. We know that at the 32 different camps in Iraq, children have been tortured in front of their parents. In fact, back when they thought we were all being sold on torture, before 2001 had even ended, there was an article in the Washington Post where the CIA section chief of the Middle East said, oh, we don't just torture people, we quote, pressure their children in front of them to get answers right out of the playbook of Ted Bundy and John Wayne Gacy and individuals like Charlie Manson. In fact, I'd like to take your calls today and compare the mindset, the activities of the elite to the criminology, the psychology of serial killers. We'll have wide open phones throughout the broadcast. We're scheduled to have Steve Quayle on in the third hour as well. Talk about, amongst other things, just how powerful the alternative media is getting and the super volcano that is forming underneath Yellowstone Park. Just a bunch of different issues coming up in the third hour. Also, Republican senators vow to protect RFID. They're moving to block legislation that would stop microchips from being put in all products and tracking and tracing us. I mean, what is it that the Republican leadership isn't doing that's evil? And, of course, the Democrats are all with them on the war and gun control and open borders and everything else. Ex-FBI agent, ex-FBI chief, and hundreds of officers under him, Ted Gunderson, Gannon is Gosh. And I have to tell you, you look at these photos of Johnny Gosh, who came up missing when he was 12 years old, and it had been reported by very credible sources, was basically a sex slave of some very prominent people in this country. You look at photos of Gosh versus Gannon, and all of Gannon's other little fake names are very similar to Gosh's, and it's the same person. Or they're very, very close, put it to you that way. So we'll get into that as well. Russian plant ready to send nuclear fuel to Iran. Turning Chinese, so much for the new Bush economy. Left-wing establishment not pushing for U.S. withdrawal, only pushing for expansion of war. That's only some of what's coming up in your calls at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And the websites, freshly updated, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, as well as Infowars.net. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Keep it locked in.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alrighty, I am ready to go. Chomping at the bit, as they say. TGIF, it is Friday, the 11th day of March, 2005. And remember, we're all going to end up in the city of the dead. We're all going to end up in the cemetery, folks. You might as well stand up for decency and honor and beauty and creativity while you're alive instead of going along with the corruption. Live a life worth living, one that is outstanding and upstanding, not a life of getting home every evening and watching your favorite TV programs and buying the government propaganda. I'm not left-wing or right-wing. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in national sovereignty. I know the globalists are not free market. The top corporations are bigger than our government. They have taken control of our government. They are taxing us through the government and taking our wealth. They are setting up a system where there is no competition that threatens their monopoly of control. It is modern mercantilism in a worldwide feudalist state. The government, both the Republican and Democratic parties, are totally controlled by the globalists. They are setting up a fascistic modern police state, and it must be resisted. Now, I want to open the broadcast up before we go to your calls at 800-259-9231. I want to talk about this because I've been mentioning it the last few days, but I haven't properly addressed it. Fake newscast. The latest report is out of a paper out of California, the Paradise Post, Schwarzenegger's is the latest to fake news stories. And the LA Times also reporting just millions of dollars of completely, totally fake newscasts. That's simple. They produce them, the TV stations air them, and that's what you're getting with government. And it's across the board. And, I mean, I remember when nobody even knew about this, I was pulling my hair out in, like, 1995, 96, 97, when Bill Clinton was paying millions of dollars on CBS and NBC and ABC for these dramas that had anti-gun messages in them, that were, you know, pro-socialized health care. And I coined the term propaganda placement, not product placement. You all know what that is. When you go see a movie and, you know, all you see is Ford Tauruses, or everybody's drinking Budweiser, or everyone's eating Doritos, or everyone's drinking, you know, Ozarka water, or you see big billboards, you know, Army of One. I went and saw Anger Management, pretty funny movie, but throughout the film, and then later I researched it, what I saw was obvious, was true. It was what I'd call propaganda placement, because there were Army of One billboards and comments everywhere. Because when the government starts taking your money to go pay off the media and place its propaganda everywhere, you got a big problem. Another way they control TV stations and radio stations is a lot of your big marquee stations are actually paid by the government to run public service announcements. Under FCC rules, they're supposed to run a small amount, depending on the region, public service announcements, and they can choose what they are. But a lot of the public service announcements are paid. So you hear these anti-gun messages or these land-grabbing environmental messages, and those are paid for in many cases. And we see more and more of this. And we're talking about tens of billions of dollars just in these, quote, public service announcements. And now the public service announcements are, you know, did you see the neighbor spank their child? Did you smell marijuana? Did you, you know, just training us to be this tattletale society? Now McGruff the crime dog is after guns. You know, McGruff helped take a bite out of the Second Amendment. He's no longer helped take a bite out of crime. You know, it sounds good. Yeah, you see crime reported. We need the government to tell us that, but see, now it's guns. The government's been paying for these billboards that are now all over Austin City buses. I've been all over the country the last 5 years. I see them all over buses in New York, New Jersey, Chicago, L.A., Kansas City. You know, you see them on the trains. You see them on the billboards. Report illegal guns. Shows a picture of a revolver. Well, last time I checked in Kansas City, Missouri, or in Austin, Texas, revolvers aren't illegal. Well, in tiny print that you literally have to walk up to the bus or walk up to the billboard and focus. And I have 20/20 vision. It used to be 20/15, but I guess I'm now I got my eyes checked. I'm now 20/20. I don't have exceptional vision anymore. That's just part of life. But I just have, you know, what they call the average. But I have to squint standing at the bottom of the billboard when I went and took photos of them to read in the commission of a crime. This gun is illegal in the commission of a crime, but you've got to literally walk up to the billboard and squint if you've got 20/15 vision to read it. Same thing on the buses. You've got to be about 3 feet away. I've walked up to a stop bus and it says the same thing, but see, the average idiot, I shouldn't be like that, the average dumbed-down individual out there, misinformed individual, who knows all about the baseball scores and all about Jennifer Aniston and all about Brad Pitt and can tell you all about how to dress cool and how to act cool. You know, people are experts on that. It just has no idea that revolvers are totally legal and lawful everywhere but in, what, Chicago, New York, and Boston, a few other areas. But, see, most of the TV shows are set in those cities. And so not just the billboards, but in the, you know, NYPD Blue, I mean, every episode. Ah, he's got a gun. You're going down for this. Got a permit for that? No, I don't, sir. Well, you're going to jail, Mac. So again, everybody's watching this. And so when they see that billboard, they think, report illegal guns. You know, and a lot of the billboards will add $200, $500 payment if you report them. And so then when the carpet cleaner or the individuals in your house, they're looking around, and you know their buddy at the carpet place has gotten bonuses for reporting pot before. He's making more money off reporting people than he is off cleaning your carpets. He walks by and sees that framed 45, you know, that World War II 45 framed. And,
oh, that's illegal. I bet you call.
And, you know, in my case, it was a shotgun on the wall. Buy it anywhere for $250. Winchester Defender.
Say, is that legal there? We have to report yet.
I mean, this is amazing. And I'm tired of it. I got an email. Why are you always making fun of people on the country boy voice? I like George W. We need gun control. Might as well do it. So I figured I'd do some Yankee voices for you. But the point is that it's all illusion. It's the perception, you know, that guns are like dirty pornography or something. They're, you know, they're bad. They're evil. So and that's one small facet of the propaganda. One very small facet of it. And we reported on ex-Marine Bush version of Saddam capture is false. A former U.S. Marine who participated in capturing ousted Iraqi President Saddam Hussein said the public version of his capture was fabricated. Sergeant Nadim Abu Labi, who was part of an Arab-American unit, obviously they need Arab speakers searching for Saddam, was quoted in the Saudi daily Al-Medina Wednesday as saying Saddam was actually captured Friday, December 12, 2003, and not the day after, as announced by U.S. Army. And he was in a house. They shot at them. Saddam wounded people. Of course, they didn't get medals for that. And then they grabbed him, held him, stuck him in a hole, called in the news teams, a Pentagon production team, basically with CNN. By the way, this is out of United Press International, reporting on this, United Press International, and brought Saddam up there and claimed he was in a dirty hole hiding, when really they just claimed a well was where he'd been hiding, when he'd been in the house. And again, this is to give the illusion of this spider. And some people go, what, are you not patriotic? The point is, they're lying to you. We already knew about this. Now it's more confirmation. And here's a clip live when they were still trying to stage it because some of the troops weren't getting their story straight. And this Colonel James Hickey is telling them, look, he was found like a pig in a dirty hole. That's the story. Do you understand? Now keep your mouth shut. That's the story. Do you understand? We didn't just have a firefight with this guy. Okay? He's a coward in a hole. Here's that clip.
He's living like a pig, literally hiding in a hole. Okay? Again, nobody mentions anything. Got it?
Now, what you heard right there was the commander, that was Colonel James Hickey. He was the person who was in charge of that raid. Now, if we take a look at some of those other pictures, you'll see the U.S. service members. Those are kind of like our first close shots of them. They may look a little bit dazed and confused because you have to understand that they just got back from this raid that was very different from any other. Colonel Hickey had just told them that their work tonight, their raid, not only was a job well done, but was certainly a part of history.
All right, so now, in case you missed it, he's saying, okay, here's the story. He was found like a pig in a hole. Nobody say anything. Do you understand the story? He was found in the hole. Now keep quiet. And look, if you're not understanding this, with Private Lynch, we're going to play that again when we get back, just to analyze this propaganda. Private Lynch, you know, their convoy goes off course. It's in a firefight with a Republican guard. A few of the men, And they were just a supply detail, did fight one particular Hispanic gentleman. This was in New York Daily News. Did fight off and kill like 10 Iraqis. He was shot repeatedly and then still shooting when they got up to him and they stabbed him to death. He didn't get a medal, nothing. Okay, so now they steal the credit from people and they gave it to Lynch. So members of his unit started going, and then also some of the rescue team, you know, this is a fraud. This is all, and days after they'd say it, they would all be gunned down, shot in the head, assassin teams here in the U.S., you know, you're outside barbecuing, somebody pops up with a black mask on, double taps you in the back of the head with total precision. I mean, they're killing these people to just keep the story going. And finally, Lynch goes, it's all a fable, it's a lie, I hit in the back of the vehicle. I didn't do any of this. The media just says, okay, we'll drop it now. Good thing she did that, or it would have been Private Lynch, the hero, died in a car wreck. Ah, what a hero. See, we need women in the military. It's fables. It's made up. Jerry Bruckheimer admits they produced it. Ha! You know Jerry Bruckheimer, Black Hawk Down?
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. You the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
All right, I'm going to your calls here in just a few minutes, but the point of all this is 9/11, the private lynch story, all this stuff, Saddam's capture, they're actually produced. All right? I mean, I was approached by one of the stars of the X-Files, the Lone Gunman, and he said, yeah, the CIA would come and plant stories on us. Dean Haglund, we had him on the show. And they clearly planted that story of the hijacked jet being flown into the World Trade Center to get martial law by a criminal element in the government. Because the globalists are psychopaths, just like your regular run-of-the-mill psychopath, serial killer, likes to leave notes and taunt the media. The globalists do it. It's like their inside little joke. That's why there were so many productions, so many ads, so many books written about, you know, where Al Qaeda flies the planes into the buildings. And then it's their end little inside joke when they go, we never heard of such a plan. Well, that's a conspiracy theory to say we did. But this is what they do. And so much of it is manufactured and fake. I mean, look, I go back to Private Lynch. Okay, she hid in the tanks, in the armored vehicles, in the armored convoy. She hid while the men fought outside of the death against overwhelming odds and a team of Republican Guard. And, you know, it's run of the mill to, you know, to say that a white guy or Hispanic man, this particular Hispanic gentleman literally killed over 10 Iraqis, they're saying. His family finally got mad and said the people in the unit are saying he did all this and was killed. I mean, fighting, you know, rapidly ran out of ammo and they stabbed him to death after he'd been shot. And we don't appreciate it. He didn't even get any awards for this. Should have gotten the Congressional Medal of Honor. It was Audie Murphy type stuff. You know, why'd you do it, Audie Murphy? No, because they were killing my friends. No, they give the awards to somebody crying in the back of the tank. Okay? Crying in the back of the LAV, light armored vehicle, to be specific and precise. And then, 2 days after the Republican Guard pulls out, you know, they're telling our government, hey, they pulled out, here she is, we're taking care of your troops in here, and please come pick them up. You know, the doctors, she's taking really good care of them. And so for those 2 days, they called Jerry Bruckheimer, this is the BBC, and Jerry, how should we do this? You've helped us in the past, you know, the big Academy Award-winning director. And he says, all right, this is how you shoot the shots via satellite TV connection. He talked to them in Qatar at their command base. This is how you produce it. You know, you come in kicking down the doors. It'll be good to talk about how they humiliated some bodies outside, kind of try to find some of the dead bodies and take them out of the bags they've got and lay them out dead and, you know, do all this and rough some people up when you go in. And then, you know, she hears the screaming and them beating up the doctors and everything. The doctors were waiting on the road for them, you know, outside. They started shooting at them, came in, you know, Delta Force running around screaming at people. And she's in there hiding under the covers. And, of course, that wasn't part of the official story. And then they take her off and then put her on TV. She was fighting with a machine gun. She killed dozens. Then once she was wounded, she began stabbing at them. She was incredible. And then finally, the families and people start going, no, that's not what happened. That was a fable. And so five of the people, two from the rescue team, three that were survivors with her, literally, they're outside, you know, in Arizona at their middle-class house in the backyard with a fence around it, cooking barbecue, and a man in a black uniform with a black face mask pops up, shoots him twice in the head. He falls over dead. Other guy gets pulled over, drowns in a puddle of water. Another gets hit by a car. Another suicide. And I'm saying, man, Lynch is going to be dead within days, if she doesn't go public. And Lynch came out on TV and said, it's a fable. It's not true. None of it's true. I didn't do anything. Why did they? Because it was exceptional. You know, this woman, like this Amazon warrior, just standing against the Iraqi hordes and our incredible Delta Force going to the hospital under Iraqi attack and saving them and just, meh. It's the same thing with Saddam. You don't think they want Saddam, you know, to the end firing his pistol at them. You don't think they want that? Oh, no, that's not Hollywood for you. No, Saddam was crouching, begging like a pathetic worm down in a dirty hole like a pig. And he's pathetically cowardly. He didn't shoot troops. No. No, can't give them medals for going up against him. No, he was a pathetic worm. You heard the story, man. In fact, play that clip again. Go ahead and start playing it.
Put him like a pig, literally hiding in a hole. Okay. Again, nobody mentioned anything. Got it?
Now, what you heard right there was the commander. That was Colonel James Hickey. He was the person who was in charge of that raid. Now, if we take a look at some of those other pictures, you'll see the U.S. service members. Those are kind of like our first close shots of them. They may look a little bit dazed and confused.
So, they may look a little bit dazed. They're sitting there with their mouths hanging open while the colonel tells them. They're going, what? They're going, huh? You can see it in their, huh? What? We found him in a hole like a pig? What? We just had a firefight yesterday over this. People got wounded and died. What? And you see him going, huh? What? You hear me?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just go to your local newsstand and pick up the Consumer Reports annual auto issue. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent, nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, make a smart purchase. Pick up the Consumer Reports annual auto issue, on sale now wherever magazines are sold. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
Your calls are coming up here momentarily. I was talking to John running the show during the break, and he's like, I can't believe this isn't bigger news. I mean, you can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and read Associated Press, United Press International, about Private Lynch, about the fake capture of Saddam, all of this. I mean, it's not even debatable. It's like manufacturing fake Niger uranium documents or using a 12-year-old graduate student paper and saying it's the latest MI6 document. Or just all of it. Or Dick Cheney running the Halliburton contracts out of the vice president's office. It's all public. The $2.4 trillion missing from the Pentagon, it's all admitted, but it never gets into the big nightly news cycle. And then I've talked to a few neocons, I've heard this brought up on air before, and they'll go, okay, so what? It's war, so we lie, so we make stuff up. Well, I mean, you're going to trust a government that does that, that takes, you know, the credit away from one person who died fighting and then gives it to somebody who doesn't deserve it, and then people that speak out against it who are in the unit mysteriously start getting bullets in their heads. I guess that's how you support the troops. You just go, well, let the government kill them. They shouldn't open their fat mouths. We're in a war on terror, and lying is good. Remember the Pentagon a few years ago? The Office of Strategic Information, of Strategic Influence. We're going to lie to you, but for your own good. No big deal. You need to just accept it. It's all part of the new freedom. Very dangerous when a government's doing this, especially when it comes out all the time that they're lying and then they never get in trouble for it. See, no accountability. like Alberto Gonzalez. He puts out memos to the military. Yeah, you can torture people until organ failure, and if they die, that's okay, because if you didn't mean for him to die, it's not a problem. And they still approve him. And the neocon leaders come out and go, if you're Christian, you should be for Alberto Gonzalez. We go, but he's pro-abortion. He's pro open borders and anti-Second Amendment. Well, that's all right. You know, we've just got a... Bush is good. Just shut up, Alex. And the Democrats email me, yeah, Bush is bad, Alex. You're so good for exposing him. The Democrats will save us. They're just as bad. They're for all the same stuff. Well, then what do we do? Well, the point is you address how bad things have gotten. I mean, I'm not doing this because I don't think we can't win, folks. I'm not sticking my neck way out if I didn't know the stakes were so high for the future of my family, your family, all of us. We're in this together, folks. And, I mean, we got a government that carries out terror attacks against itself, okay? They've been caught over and over again doing it to scare you into submission. We got big problems. One more article, and I'll go to these loaded phone lines. Schwarzenegger. Latest of fake news stories. L.A. Times and Paradise Post and others reporting the circus is coming to town, or at least on your television news. No, I'm not talking about the Michael Jackson media circus, but the Schwarzenegger media circus, complete with fake news stories and Arnold driving his Humvee for photo ops. In his attempt to whip up public support for his plan to bypass the state legislature and make his message to the people, the Gov is pulling out all the stops. Case in point, the L.A. Times reports that the state used taxpayer money to produce a mock news story, that's a quote, that pushes a government-backed, corporation-friendly proposal, again, not free market corporation, but criminal corporation, proposal that would kill mandatory lunch hours for workers. The report comes days after the GAO warned federal agencies against producing similar propaganda videos. 18 stations ran the spots as news reports, complete with a positive promo text for a local anchors to read. This comes on the heels of fake news reporter Jeff Gannon, who was given a White House press pass, his website was funded by neocons, and asked fake questions at White House news conferences. In a shameful defense of Gannon, right-winger, she's not right-wing, she's ultra-neocon, Ann Coulter said, press passes can't be that hard to come by, and the White House allows that old Arab Helen Thomas to sit within yards of the president. Thomas, who is of Lebanese descent, has been a reporter for 60 years and has covered every president since John F. Kennedy. So, just more of the same, people. let's go ahead and take some calls here. Let's talk to James in New Jersey. James, go ahead.
Well, hello, my friend. I'm a subscriber to Prison Planet TV. I just saw a little bit of your film, and the part with Moore was hysterical. And I would urge everyone to subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex, one of the weekly reports, the one where you got involved with the Mothers Against Guns march,
yes,
it was probably the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I laughed till I cried. Now, are you familiar with Dave Emery?
Yes.
Okay. He and you seem to be the only ones who really see the danger of Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he's done some of the most detail. He's an award-winning journalist, has a popular radio broadcast, and... he's done really sterling analysis.
Okay. And this is why I was very surprised.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I keep meaning to try to get Dave Emery on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was very surprised. I hope you do. Because I was very surprised to hear a recent, and I say recent meaning this year, audio interview with Daniel Hofstetter, where Daniel Hofstetter talked about the Genesis Communications Network.
You know, I've had Daniel on, and you know, Daniel went off on this tirade, and I mean, I'm not going to... It's just all a diversion. It's all a distraction.
Okay. All right. But the substance of the conversation had to do, and if you do get Dave Emery on, I hope you talk to him about this. Basically, he said they were saying that Adnan Khashoggi.
Yeah, I know what they said because the name of this is Genesis. There's some other Arab funding group called Genesis.
They're not linking Khashoggi to you. What they're saying is that Khashoggi is funding websites promoting the false notion that the World Trade Center towers were brought down by controlled demolition.
Yeah, but let me just stop you since you bring this up, okay? I want to kill this right now, okay? After that came out, I called Hopsinger up and I just said, so your report is that there is some media group called Genesis. There's actually there's even a porno magazine called Genesis, and that doesn't mean we're associated with it. Genesis is, you know, the book of the Bible. The first, that's what the network's named after, by the way. Founded as a Christian network by Ted Anderson. So the first book of the Bible isn't connected to this Arab because it's Genesis. And that's all I really have to say about it. I've had Hopsinger on. He let us post his video. I think he's done good work. And we disagreed on air, you know, that he doesn't want to get into bombs in the buildings and all that. And that's their opinion. That's fine. You know, I've had other people on who have different theories about 9/11. And that's why we have a debate here. But it really is a big distraction. I'm going to move on here in a second. Anything else?
Yeah, well, because it was clear in the interview, he wasn't linking your radio network with Khashoggi. He made that
distinction. There was a mention. I didn't hear the interview. I saw the article.
I heard it.
Yeah.
There was a mention, but
it was just
clear.
Well, it's the same name as this. I don't know what
right.
that means.
But the point that I would like you to bring up with Dave Emery is that he disparages the notion that the towers were brought down by controlled demolition. That was really the point of the interview, that it's disinformation and it's being funded by Khashoggi.
Yeah, well, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I don't really know what I can say about this. Larry Silverstein says that they gave the order to pull the building. The firefighters say bombs. There's video clearly of the bombs going off. And you've got a lot of people in the 9/11 movement. A lot of people, you know, who are these accredited journalists who, since they didn't see the bombs planted and didn't see them go off, they don't think that's true. And it's not disinformation. It's real and it's true. And that's why I challenge people to check it out for themselves. I mean, I don't focus on missiles and pods and the Pentagon, not because I don't believe it couldn't be true, but because I've had guests on who talk about it who do believe that. And I've promoted videos of people that are saying that. But the reason I don't particularly, you know, spend most of my time focusing on it, 90% of the time I focus on public officials warned not to fly, NORAD stand down, CIA drills that morning, so NORAD would stand down, the hijackers having their houses, cars, credit cards paid for by the FBI, trained at U.S. Military flight schools. You know, I just stick to what I can prove. Neil Bush running security for the towers, you know, the record insurance policies, Bush Sr. meeting with the head of the Bin Laden family in the morning of 9/11, the CIA insider trading. You know, I focus on that predominantly. But I do not disparage the Dave Von Kleist of the world for getting into, you know, pods or Pentagon or whatever. I don't disparage anybody looking at this. I mean, I had on the guy that runs WTC7.net, and, you know, he'll tell you he woke up because of some of the work, you know, I and others did. And then he went out and did his own investigations, and now he doesn't totally agree with us. You know, it's like these are our children, and they don't agree with their parents. And, you know, that's fine. I'm for free, open debate about this stuff. But when people start saying, you know, it's a conspiracy, and it's disinfo, and, you know, it's meant to do this, maybe in some quarters, maybe that's going on somewhere. I mean, yeah, when ABC News comes out and says this website thinks space aliens carried 9/11 out, either the person putting out that story is a total lunatic kook or they're a disinfo agent. I mean, stuff like that's pretty obvious. But to come out and say, oh, it's disinfo, there were bombs, it's kind of an orthodoxy. You know, there's an orthodoxy out there. And Dave Emery's what you'd call a liberal. I think he does good work. But, I mean, these people are very orthodox. And, you know, if they aren't there and don't see the bombs, then they're not going to say it's bombs, even if the government says it's bombs. But it's really a distraction. And a lot of this, and I'm not saying with the people you mentioned, but with some other people, there are attempts to kind of corner the market and say, I am the grand poobah. I tell you what is true on 9/11, and I am the authority, and I am the grandfather of the 9/11 movement. You know, there's several people say they are the grandfather of the 9/11 movement, but frankly, I am, and there's no debating it. Okay, but I never said that as I watched all these people do this, but it's really annoying because I got on air 2 months before 9/11, and I've never done this before or since, and I said, here's the White House phone number, call them, tell them don't attack the World Trade Center. They're going to act like bin Laden did it. He's CIA. He'll take the blame. That's what I think is going to happen. And I said it on TV, and it's in my film, The Masters of Terror. I put out the first 9/11 film 3 weeks after 9/11. On the morning of 9/11, I was on this network on Derry Brownfield saying the globalists did it. And I had an engineer who was next door when the towers went down saying it was the most beautiful demolition he'd ever seen, Jimmy Wright. That interview is posted. And I was there taking the heat up front, day one, minute one, and laying out the facts and documenting and in doing all of this. And then other people pop up and say, I am the grandfather. I am the founder. I am the leader. Well, I don't want to be the leader of this, quite frankly, okay? I want you to all be leaders and to all inform others and to surpass my research, to surpass what I've done, to help me. All of our minds together are much greater than, individually. But the strength is from that individual in the larger group. And, I could care less in history, being known as the father of the 9/11 movement. But then you see others, it's kind of like it'd be like if I'd won the Super Bowl. I'd made the catch and run the 10 yards into the end zone and sudden death overtime. And my team had won the Super Bowl. And then I see other people running around saying they won the Super Bowl. And it's just not true. They didn't win the Super Bowl. They didn't make the touchdown. They didn't have the facts. They didn't have the foresight. They didn't have the vision. They didn't have the grasp of geopolitical systems. So complex, I can hardly articulate my understanding of it. It is irritating. But I'm not talking about the individuals you mentioned. I think they're both doing good work. And it's their right to disagree and say different things. It's just that simple. And we spend far too much time squabbling and fighting and running around. I want to go to your calls, but I've talked a lot about this. A lot of patriots who I've known over the years, you go to a meeting with 200, 500, 1,000 people, they start freaking out, getting on power trips when they speak. It's just, oh, man, I'm the king ape. I'm the king monkey. Oh, look, everyone's looking up to me. They thrive off of that, being told what a good job they do. Actually, it irritates me. When I speak to a crowd of, hundreds of people, thousands of people, it's no big deal. I'm there trying to warn people. That's what this is about. It's not about ego. My ego gets smaller over the years, while others gets bigger. Meanwhile, these same people won't even do radio interviews because they, love to get in front of crowds because they don't associate it with personal power. They're talking on a telephone. They don't realize they're talking to, 20 times the number they would, talking to a crowd of 500. And that's when I get a little bit of tingles, when I'm on the radio talking to, 20 million people on Coast to Coast AM. We're talking to a couple million people on this broadcast. I get a tingle because I realize I'm changing history. I'm having an effect. I'm interfacing with you. You're allowing me into your business, your car, your home, into your television set through my films. And I'm honored. I'm humbled by it. But for so many people, it's about an ego-driven thing. And for so many people, it's pull down everybody else so I can be on top, so I can be the big dog. It's this idea of, tear down others around you and then somehow you get on top of them. That's not how this works, folks. We're in a desperate fight. The globalists are probably going to carry out very large terror attacks very soon. We're talking about the end of our way of life, total tyranny. That's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about who gets credit for exposing 9/11. It's just incredible. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Robert in Denver. Robert, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alexander. Wow, how do I follow that diatribe? Give me a minute. I'll think of something. Something will pop into my head. Two or three quick points, but before I get to that real quick, you mentioned Jessica Lynch several times the past few days. Alexander?
Yes, sir.
What about Lori Piscataway, the young lady who was driving the vehicle? I've heard that she did a lot of shooting in the firefight. Is there any truth to that?
That's the reports we've gotten. I don't know why they picked somebody who basically cowered in fear.
I see. Okay, yeah, that is amazing. This morning's Denver Post on the front page reporting that Colorado University is working out a buyout of Ward Churchill. Did you know about that? And if so, do you have anything to say about that?
Getting him out of the university?
Yeah, exactly. That's what the paper is saying.
I think that's a horrible precedent. I don't agree with what Ward Churchill said. Basically, the 9/11 victims were Nazis and part of the technocracy and, you know, Al-Qaeda's good guys. But I think he has a right to say that. And because if they take his rights, they'll take mine. Stay there. I'll comment on him on the other side. I wasn't aware of that. I think Ward Churchill's a disgusting pig. But, you know, he's got a right to be a hog monster.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're blasting towards the third hour. Scheduled to have Steve Quayle up with us. Always interesting and intriguing. Very intelligent. A lot of foresight. Talking about 9/11, I mean, this is what they've built their whole New World Order fraud on, and people on the extreme false left paradigm, like Wardy Churchill, the Native American advocate and professor. I've seen him here in Austin live. He's really bullying, even on and off the air, and like almost 7 feet tall. And I never liked him, but I thought, you know, he says some true things, but, you know, rat poison's 98% good food. It's the 2% that gets you. You know, to say that, yeah, Al-Qaeda was an indigenous uprising when 9/11 and the people in the towers weren't innocent, they were like Nazis, that plays into the globalist plan. No, Al-Qaeda is Al-Qaeda. The so-called hijackers were part of a drill. They were government agents. That's admitted. That's the evidence. And so to go, this is an indigenous uprising, that plays into the globalist plan. No, we need to expose how the globalists were behind it. He actually helps Bush. Michael Moore actually helps Bush by acting like he's just some idiot who took too many vacations and was fishing too much. So that's why 9/11 took place. He was buddies with the Saudis and didn't want to go after him. You know, it looks like they're attacking, but really they're helping. But it's a dangerous trend to remove him from his tenure. If that's true what you're saying, I mean, I don't doubt it. Because then, you know, it's like, well, what he said was horrible. That's seditious. We can't have that. But, yeah, then it's everybody else. We need to have free speech on these universities. And if he wants to make disgusting comments, that's fine. Because I have the right to attack him. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Robert.
Yeah. So then on principle, you disagree with him trying to buy him out then?
Yeah. No, I think he should stay.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. One last thing. Denver Post is also reporting, I think you touched on this yesterday, about an old judge up in Chicago who found her husband and mother shot dead at their home.
Yes.
And now they're saying some guy who had crossed swords with the judge in some court case years ago shot both of them and shot himself.
Yeah, you know, over some medical lawsuit. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything to that? Is that just some?
I don't know. It usually takes time for this stuff to come out and for them to get, if they are engaging in a fraud, to scam it. But it sounds legitimate to me. A lot of times, that's what you get. People are mad about a case and. You know, it isn't some big right-wing conspiracy. It's, it usually is somebody. You know, it's like in a divorce case and the guy goes and blasts a bunch of people at the courthouse. I mean, that's usually what it is.
I hear you. Great show, man. Thanks a lot. God bless.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Before we end this hour, we'll come back, take more calls, get to more news. My new film, Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State, is my best film ever. 2.5+ hours long, 2 hours, 35 minutes. Covers the latest police state information, and I confront Michael Moore, you name it. We cover 9/11 for an hour, the most up-to-date, powerful presentation, bar none. And the last hour is the mindset of the secret society, these death cults known as the Order of the Death's Head, it is Skull and Bones, but it's a larger global organization that funded the Nazis, that's supporting Schwarzenegger. And then we go right through Bush's inauguration and his false oath of office and show what they've really done. It is my masterpiece. You've heard the callers. You've seen the reviews on the website. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We now have the videos. We're now shipping them out. And order the film, $25.95. It's three films in one. Well worth the price. Or get three of any of the films, including that one. They drop down to $19.95. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special. A bunch of other great specials. 1-888-253-3139 to order the films via the operators, 888-253-3139, or go to the safe, secure online shopping cart at InfoWars.com and order that film and other films today. InfoWars.com or 1-888-253-3139. Don't want to wait for it to come in the mail? Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch the whole video and all my other videos and so much more. Monthly and yearly subscriptions, $4.95 a month. You get 3 months free if you sign up for a year. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Second hour, straight ahead.